The people of Michigan say fix the crummy roads. The candidates for governor agree something needs to be done about our crumbling roads. And in our recent conversation with MSU economist Charlie Ballard, he reminded us we're going to pay for road repairs one way or another. Maybe higher taxes, or in Ballard's case and many others, paying now with blown tires and bent rims. But is there some kind of silver lining to the crummy roads, maybe for local repair shops?
Well, we've definitely seen some increases with bent wheels and broken tie rods, broken ball joints, things like that.
Rick Kilborn owns 4th Street Auto Care in Royal Oak. He's been in business since the 70s.
Definitely you can say it's from the roads around here for sure.
What do you hear as customers come in?
What do I hear?
Yeah, what do they tell you?
Damn roads. Pretty much it. You know, they're all griping about Michigan roads and chuck holes and, you know, just hit this hole or hit a curb. And, you know, we see a lot of it not necessarily from the roads, but in the wintertime with ice, you know, people hitting curbs, things like that. But there definitely was some bigger potholes this spring than we had ever seen before. So we did see a lot of that. We saw a lot of bent rims, a lot of alignment problems. These cars nowadays, they're built real flimsy in the suspension area. A lot of the parts are aluminum, so it doesn't take much to bend an A-frame or an A-arm, something like that. You don't just get a bent wheel anymore. You're going to get some other damage with it also.
And then I imagine the tire folks are doing well, too. And I know in our case, we were having oil changed or some basic service work on our daughter's car. And they noticed one of the tires' pressure was way down. Turned out it had a big bulge, which came from probably hitting a pothole. And then my husband's was the same way. So two of the three family cars had aneurysms in their tires from hitting potholes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. A lot of people think that's a defective tire, but it's an injury that caused that. It comes from the inside out. It causes, like you say, an aneurysm-type looking thing. We have seen a lot of that, too.
Rick, did you get zapped by a pothole this year?
No. I try to steer around them. Hopefully there's nobody next to me.
But so I guess on one hand, it's probably been good for your bottom line, but you probably have a lot of steaming customers when they have to come in and pay to have a repair done.
Yeah, people are coming in. They're all griping about the roads and, you know, wish they would do something about them, you know, knowing that it was definitely a pothole that caused their problems. But it's definitely helped the bottom line, especially in the spring. It seems like it's gotten a little better where they've, you know, kind of patched up some holes.
And now we hear there are forecasters are saying we could have just as tough a winter coming up.
I hope not. I mean, personally, I hope not. Business-wise, I'm all for it. But personally, I don't want to see it, that's for sure.
Rick Kilborn owns 4th Street Auto Care in Royal Oak, the view from the auto repair shop. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Rick.
Thank you. Do appreciate it.